Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the DJ Black Caesar Indiana Show, where it all goes down, baby. Every Wednesday at 7 o'clock Central Time on www.blogtalkradio.com/walking-with-God on the Nation Villa Network, the Muslim People Network, where politics with DJ Black Caesar Vienna, a syndicated show through Muslim villain, baby. Breaking news, music, artists, magazines, book writers, book signings, models, and much more. Independent and major artists, clothing stores, pay money on the entertainment news.
Money train, baby.
With the politics, history, Scooby-Doo. What's up, ninja? What's up, people's Fernandez? Always, what's happening in worldly events. Check it out. Break through. Baby. Ha ha! Yeah! Suckers!
Thank you for joining us tonight on the DJ Black Caesar and Fringe, guys, where it all goes down. Hey, guys, got a great show for you tonight. I got my people on the phone, man. I got this guy out of New York City. His name is Self-Made MC, guys. He's a great rap artist, and we also have China Doll, Nina Ross's protege, and we also have an R&B singer. Her name is Ebony Slater. So you guys check them out. It's going to be a great night. Hey, I got my man Willie on the phone. What's up, Willie the Redneck? What's up with you, baby?
What's up, Caesar? I'm going to tell you something, Caesar. You're one dirty, low-down son of a bitch. I just want you to know that.
What do I do, Willie?
God damn it. Hey, my trailer, you sent me a damn notice I'm going to get off your damn property as soon as possible. My damn trailer ain't been there but 2 months.
Dude, I need my rent. You ain't paid your rent in 2 months. I need my rent.
Well,
I'll
tell you what, Caesar.
You're too much behind, Willie. I can't. Hey, man, look, we got to talk about this on the radio. We're on live radio right now. Can we talk about this later?
We on the radio? All right. I want to
radio.
On the radio, man.
Come on, man. Listen, come on, man. Let's be cool. We're on the radio right now, man. We got our artists on the radio listening in to you, man. Bill, I can't get my sentence right. You're being ignorant right now, man. So can we get on with the show, man? I got things to do.
All right, Caesar, I'm going to let you have your say this time, Debbie, but you can take that damn notice stick up your ass. I'm telling you right now.
Okay, Willie, we'll talk later, because you're being real ignorant right now, brother, so we're going to talk later, all right? Okay, guys, check it out. Let me tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go to a song, first of all, and then we're going to play. And we're going to get into it with my people, but first up, we're going to have my girl, Miss Tigger. We're going to talk to her and get to know her a little bit. So you guys don't know her. You're going to get to know her in just about maybe 1 minute. So also, we're going to get to know my man, Self-Made MC. This guy right here, I was checking him out, man. This guy is tight as hell. He's got a lot going on. This guy is professional for real. He's dealing with Maybach. I don't know what he's got going on, but I've seen like a lot of the videos. He had Rick Ross in it, so I don't know what's up with that. Hey, guys, we get to know him as soon as I get to know him. So you guys just stay right here and keep it locked right here on the DJ Black Caesar Fin Show, where it all goes down. Guys, don't go anywhere. We're going to check out my Grim Caesar waiting on my wheel.
I don't see you little niggas when
I ride by. Through my watch in the sky, that's how time flies. Days of our life, daily passing by. Trying to make a bill for my family before a nigga die. So when I'm gone, don't shed a tear. I'ma be alright, I can see heaven clear.
Hello, please state your name after the tone. And go to voice for trade connection.
Yeah, bitch, yeah, we already met. Sat at the table talking business while the chickens and he vanished when I said that the Lord is my witness. Protected by God, angels that keep me lifted. I'm so special in so many ways, I'm gifted. True shit, spit shit, you can't comprehend. To save our angel, I will give up my right hand. I'm so above his head right now that I might land. I'm cool for anything if you can't stand. I'm a poet, a realist. The shit that I preach, I really do it. Or did it. I don't have a lot, but I still get it. I live it. How many choices you were given? It's up to you to choose it. Hope it's the right one. Don't be stupid or confused it with the make believe. I got it covered like the soil when you plant a seed. I'm all around you like the air you breathe. Money ain't the only thing you need. A peace of mind go a long way. Go to church where my folks say. Mind it be a long day. I keep it real until I fly away. Every night I close my eyes and pray. Vision, thinking, with my thoughts sinking. World on my shoulders, got my back aching. Satan, forbid you, kiss you, not my mental. It's like the instrumental. I wrote my pencil, leak the paper with the pen. I've seen a lot in this world of sin. If you fall, homie, grab my hand. Grip it tight, I give you life again. I'm a righteous man. God carry me in my sin.
Nice right there was really, really nice. That was my brother Grim Caesar with Wings Fly Away. That was off his new mix CD that just came out, Grim Caesar the Reaper. Hey, guys, thanks for tuning in to DJ Black Caesar and Friends. Hey, let me see what we got going on, my man, Willie. Willie, where you at, baby? Where you at?
I'm right here trying to change this goddamn flat on this damn tractor, man. This damn tractor's been running flat on me all damn day. I went over a damn pitchfork or something. I don't know what the hell going on over here.
Wow. Okay, Willie. I mean, dude, why are you driving? Why are you out fuck messing with your tractor and we're on the radio? Why are you doing that? That doesn't make sense.
I got a big heavy deer. I'm trying to put him back in my tractor. I got a hole with this damn rope I got.
But that's not making sense to me, man. You're doing work and we're on the phone. We're in lines right now, brother. So can you get off your tractor and leave your tractor alone?
Hold on, let me lift this damn deer. Hold on 1 second, see?
Okay, all right. Check it out, man. Look, I'm going to get on with my interview, man. I'm going to go on my interview with Miss Slater. Miss Slater, are you there?
Yes.
How you doing, Ebony Slater, R&B artist? Hey, tell me a little bit about what you got going on. Tell me a little bit about who you are first, because you got a lot of people listening in. So tell everybody who you are and how you got started.
All right. Well, my name is Ebony Slater. I am a R&B pop singer-songwriter here in Nashville, Tennessee. I've been singing since I was 2.
Oh, damn it! God damn it! We just hit the goddamn jackpot. Where you at, honey? Where you at?
I'm in Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, damn it. She's in Nashville. See, you heard that? She in Nashville.
Yeah, I heard it, man. I heard it.
Yeah.
Can she get on her interview and talk and tell the people what she... Because she's talking to the people, man. We got people listening.
Right,
don't interrupt her. Okay, baby.
All right,
I'm sorry.
Hey, go ahead. I'm so sorry.
Okay,
yeah,
no problem.
Hey, we cool.
Okay, well, like I was saying, I got my start when I was 15. I'm 20 now. So.
Oh, yeah?
Okay.
Yeah. What else do you want to know?
Well, if we want to know, we're going to ask what we want to know, baby. What we want to know is we want to know how long you've been doing, how long you've been in the music industry. I mean, can you tell us that?
Yeah, I started professionally when I was 15, so about 5 years now.
Okay. Okay. Yep, that's one of the things that we want to know on the show. We want to know a little bit about what you got going on because these other people don't know you like I know you. So, you know, you got to share with them and share with your fans, man. So,
I got a question for you. Ebony,
yes.
You heard from my buddy Chris?
Ebony.
No. No.
Oh, that's right. You told me that before, right before the show started. You ain't no damn kin to Chris later. All right.
Yeah, she did tell you that earlier, man. What the hell are you doing, brother? I mean, every time she says
it's
something.
All right.
Okay, check it out, guys. This is what we're going to do. We're going to go on with your interview. Now, Ms. Slater, can you tell me, what got you started in rap music, man? You've been doing it for quite a bit, so what got you started in the business?
I'm not a rapper.
I'm not a singer-songwriter. He's confused too. See, you said she was a damn rapper. I'm talking about Chris Slater being her damn family member or whatever.
God.
You confusing me, man. You keep talking about Chris and Slater, man. You're messing me up, man. You're messing me up over here. I'm sorry, baby. You R&B singer. I'm sorry.
Get on with your damn interview, Caesar.
Do what now?
Get on with your damn interview now.
I got you, bro. I got you. Is that Bicycle Tony out there?
Yeah. Get on with your damn
bro.
Interview, Caesar.
Hey, this dude, Willie is on rare form tonight, man. He's on rare form. Every time I do an interview, he just interrupts my guests, man. So, hey, Bicycle Tony, what's up with you, baby?
What's good? What's good, big bro? What's going on, family? What it is?
Hey, man.
That's my G. Right there. That's my G.
Yo, Willie, what up, baby?
What's up, my G? What's up?
My G, baby. My G.
What up?
Yeah.
Turn that over to
Hey, everybody. Let me just tell everybody, Willie learned a new word this week. We were on Bicycle Tony's show. We were open bike night. And, They taught Willie a new word, so Willie now knows what's up, my G. That's his word, G.
What's up, my G?
Hey, I just figured out what the G stand for.
That was classic, man. Word.
That G stand for Jigaboo.
Who's on the line? Caesar, who we got on the line?
Let me tell you who we got on the phone lines, man. We got Self-Made MC on the phone lines. He's out of New York City. We have China Doll going to be coming in a little bit. She's getting off work, so she'll be here shortly. And we have Ebony Slater that we're interviewing right now. So
Ebony Slater.
I know
that name,
Ebony
Slater.
Hey, listen, let me tell you something.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you why you know that name. That's Chris Slater, lyricist.
Oh.
No, it's not. She's no kin to him. I don't know why the brother is so stuck on that, man. I don't know why he's stuck on Chris Slater.
Well, it just sounds good. I think that's good for promotion or something, you know?
Not on the radio. Yeah.
Okay.
What it is, though. That's what's up, man. Ebony Slater, I see her on Twitter. I think on Facebook. I've been seeing the name of her.
Yeah, she's on. Hey, Ebony, can you tell us about the work you got? Hey, guys, check it out. Everybody that's on the phone line right now, we got a lot of people on this phone line. I'm going to need you guys to mute out your phones if your name isn't Bicycle Tony, if your name isn't Willie, you need to mute your phones out. I'll see you guys eventually, all right?
Bing, bong, bing.
Thank you. Thank you, guys, for muting. Okay, guys, now let's get back to it. Now, Ms. Slater, what I was asking you, I see you had some awards. Can you tell us what those awards are about?
Yes, I was a nominee award winner for Lawless Radio in Atlanta for Best R&B Song and Listener's Choice Award.
Cool. That's what's up. That's what's up, man. So you're doing it like that, huh?
Bing bong
wow.
bing.
That's good. Yeah, most definitely. That deserves a bing.
Bing bong
bing. I got another question for you. Now, I'm going to let Willie talk to you. But
before I let Willie talk to you, I got another question. Now, you've been doing R&B. Have you did any R&B with anybody famous out there? Or have you did any collabos with anybody famous?
Not anybody that's mainstream, but I work with various artists that's in the underground music industry.
Can you tell us who you work with? Because we know a lot of underground people. That's what we do.
I work with Bobby London here in Nashville.
Yeah, I know him.
Waiting to work with a artist in the UK called Goofy or something. Sorry, I don't want to mess up his name on the radio. Forgive me.
Right.
I worked with a few people last year, but this year I'm really going to get into the features and collaborations heavy. I'm supposed to work with McNair Slim, artists in Florida. Like, you know, I'm going to keep you up to date, but right now everything's still on the table.
Cool. That's what's up, man. That's what's up. And we will call you from time to time and put you on the spot. Like, when we have different artists on the show, we might call you up and say, hey, Miss Slater, what do you got going on? So we do that.
Okay.
You just tell us what you got going on, please. Also, if you have anything you want to give anybody any shout outs or tell a little bit about what you're doing, if you got a new website, if you got a new album coming out, then feel free to explain to us about what's going on with that. Also, I need you to give out your social networks real quick, if you don't mind.
Okay, you can find me on Twitter at @IAM_EbonySlater, Facebook.com/EbonySlaterMusic. YouTube.com/EbonySlaterMusic and ReverbNation.com/EbonySlater.
Cool. That's what's up. Everything's Ebony Slater. That's what's up, man. So you're real easy to find because you got the same name. So that's a good thing because a lot of artists don't have the same name. Bicycle Tony has the same name, so he's real easy to find. And he has the only name out there, Bicycle Tony, like that. It sounds like a toy, don't it? Hey, but anyway, back to Miss Slater. Miss Slater, I think you're a phenomenal artist. We're going to get to your song in just a little bit. But first of all, I'm going to let Willie ask you a couple questions, and then we'll get on to something else, play your music, and then we'll let you tell a little something else about yourself. Just give Willie, are you still out there, Willie?
Yeah, I'm still here, Slater. Why the hell you keep asking me damn questions?
Hey, Willie, I'm going to do something I probably shouldn't do, but I'm gonna open the mic up to you and let you ask some questions, man. Can you be good and not be on that all that racist stuff, man? Because Emmy's a sweet little girl and she doesn't know what you're talking about. All right,
young lady, not a little girl.
I'm sorry. I heard the voice and man, me a little girl. I'm sorry. Okay, she's a young lady. So keep it clean, keep it fresh. Don't insult her. All right, because I just did. I just called her a little girl and evidently that insults her because. She had the nerves to actually tell DJ Black Caesar he called her a little girl. So, hey, you know, that's good. So, hey, please.
Your recording has reached the maximum length. To replay your message, press 1. To delete and re-record your message, press 3. For delivery options, press 4. To send a fax, press 6. To cancel this message, press *. To send this message now, press # or hang up.
Wow. Every time we have a show, something like that.
To replay your message, press 1. To delete and re-record your message, press 3. For delivery options, press 4. To send a fax, press 6. To cancel this message, press *. To send this message now, press # or hang up.
I'm going to find that number right quick. Hold on. I'm going to find that person right there.
To replay your message, press 1. To delete and re-record your message, press 3.
There you go. I get it, brothers and sisters. I told y'all, find it.
Right.
Hey, guys. Okay, I'm sorry about that. Okay, we just we got a lot of people on the phone line. Okay, I'm sorry, Willie. What are you talking about, Willie?
All right, this is my question. I mean, who inspired you to, you know, get music? I mean, what's your inspiration, young lady?
I listen to a lot of old school, like Betty Wright, Anita Baker. But I also, I'm a family-oriented person, so my mom used to sing, my great-grandfather used to sing, so I just took after them, and I want to take advantage of what God has given me. So my fans inspired me to simply...
What's that to do with being oriental? You oriental?
I'm sorry?
You say your family is oriental?
Hold on, Miss Slater. Sometimes my guy gets confused, and I got to break it down for him. She didn't say oriental. She said orientated. Basically, orientated means organization. She, our family is really organized in music, all right? Willie, can you dig that?
Oh, yeah, I got you, Slater. I got you.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right, young lady. What the hell you were saying now? Tell me.
Oh my goodness. I'm sorry you made me put my train of thought. Oh, and I'm really into my fans, so my fans inspire me. I'm a music lover. So, yeah.
All right. Now, let me ask you another question. Did Chris give you the permission to use that damn last name Slater?
I don't know, Chris. I'm sorry.
Willie, check it out. Just because her name is Slater doesn't mean she has to know somebody. She does not know Christian Slater, the actor, all right? Hey, guys, check it out. Hold on for 1 second, guys. Let's see if anybody has a question for Ms. Slater. I have a 347. 347, you have a question? You want to make a comment? Okay. 516, you want to ask a question or make a comment? 516. Your mic is open. Okay.
I don't think people want to talk to me.
616, were you talking?
Nah, that was Bicycle Tony.
Oh, okay. Hey, Bicycle, slow down.
I got another question for you.
Hey, wait, hold on 1 second. I got another number, 631. Do you have a question or would you like to make a comment to Ms. Slater? Okay, let's see. We got
I think you're right for the tricks on you, buddy. You think people want questions and shit, and they don't, I mean, things, and ain't nobody trying to ask no questions. I think your mind playing tricks on you.
No, I'm looking at the Max. They got their lights on for some reason, but nobody's home. I mean, come on, guys. If you don't have anything to say, don't click one on the keypad, because when you click one, guess what? We're going to come at you and ask you. You got a question, and you won't be put on the spot. Don't do it, all right? So, I'm sorry, Ms. Evidently, they don't have a question, so let me mute their phones back out so they won't say anything. Just off.
Let me ask my question for you. What record label are you with, Elmody?
I'm not signed at the moment.
All right, I got a proposition for you. I'm about to open up a record company called Redneck Records. You want to join?
We can talk about that off air.
All right, I tell you what, we're going to talk about it out there. You just leave, you know, I'll get your number from Caesar. We're going to talk about Redneck Records. I want you to do some damn country music for me, some remake of old Willie Nelson songs and all that kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying?
I
think you're doing good for that.
Okay.
Hey, Bicycle Tony, you were saying something, brother?
Yeah, man, I know Ebony Slater hit me up on Facebook once before. You remember me, don't you?
Yes.
Bong Bing, how you doing?
How you doing?
I'm good. I can't complain, man. I can't complain. I want those links, man. I got to apologize to you, man. You hit me up at a time when it was busy for me, you know what I mean? Getting ready for a couple of shows and all this and third.
Mm-hmm.
But I checked you out, you know what I'm saying? And I checked you out, man. And I just want to say God bless you, you know what I mean? And keep doing what you do, man. You got it, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, Ebony, I'm gonna tell you something. You can't trust them black guys when they talk to you like that. You can't trust them. You only can trust me.
I'm keeping it real, man. I'm not trying to make no pass or none of that. Willie, calm down, man. I mean, she's a beautiful girl, man, but we're talking about talent.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
You're my G, you know what I'm saying? I just can't trust
you
sometimes.
You're my G too, redneck Willie. But you're crazy, though, bro.
Wow.
You know what I mean? But Ebony Slater, yo, she is a beautiful girl, you know what I'm saying? And I wish you much success, you know what I mean? And I want to hear everything you got. So make sure you send me everything, all right? Please do.
I will. Thank you.
I want to hear everything. You know what I mean?
Hey, she sounds like a real Barbie dog.
Yeah.
Man. Look up online, Ebony Slater on Facebook. What's your Twitter, if you don't mind?
I_EbonySlater.
I_EbonySlater. Cool. I'm going to look that up too, man. But God bless you, Mike. You know what I'm saying? Shout you out. We see you, man. Keep doing your thing, man. You're going to the next big thing. I believe it.
Hey, I got one question for you, Ebony, which is one last question. I heard you mention something about the underground. You know Harriet Tubman, did she got something to do with that?
You're funny right now. I don't appreciate that.
Wow.
What is that?
She said you just offended her right now, man, because you're being silly, dude. Calm down.
Not to be rude, but I'm actually going to hang up. I'm sorry. Thank you for having me on the show, but I don't feel comfortable now.
Jesus,
nothing against you.
I'm
not really
going to
appreciate that.
Man, I'm just, please don't go. Please, Ebony, don't do this to me, please.
Well, anyway, she hung up. Let's go on to the next person. Wow, what did you do, Willie? You didn't even, what did you say? What did you say?
I just asked her, did the underground have something to do with Harriet Tubman or something? I guess she got offended.
That's what I thought you said. I mean, wow, why did that offend somebody? That didn't offend me. I mean, even though you were being silly at the time, but you didn't offend me. So, I mean, how did that offend somebody? I don't know. Maybe she thought you said something else, brother. But you got to be careful sometimes, man. But anyway, guys, okay, so we're not even going to go to that song. We're going to go to my man. Let's see if he's still on. MC, Self-Made MC, are you still there?
Yo, what's good, man?
Was good, bro. Hey, Self-Made, did you hear anything that he did? Because I don't understand what happened just now.
Yes, it sounded like Willie turned up tonight, man.
He did what now?
I said it sounded like he turned up tonight.
Yeah, you might be right, Self-Made. I just turned up this damn bottle of moonshine I just made.
Hey, guys, okay, let's get back on track, man. That was really, really weird right there. That was, wow, that threw me for a circle right there. Okay, guys, Self-Made MC now. You are a really hot MC guy. I checked you out on your YouTube. I watched your videos, man. You got some great videos. They're very professionally done. I like the editing skills that your man had, whoever that was. So you are one of the guys right now that I would say is going to make it in the game. So can you tell everybody else who you are and what you got going on, brother?
Yeah, most definitely. First of all, I appreciate that. But more so about me, I'm a hip-hop artist from Queens, New York. You know what I'm saying? I've been doing this since I was 13 years old. I'm about to be 21 right now, and just a lot of big things happening. I go by the whole concept of self-made, you know what I'm saying? Making yourself a better person, and that's what I'm rolling with.
Cool. That's
what I'm screaming, buddy. That's what the hell I'm screaming.
Now, okay, Self-Made, can you do me another favor and let the people know where you reside, where you live at?
Sure. Well, I can't tell them exactly where I live at, but I live in New York now. I live in Queens. I'm repping Northside, Queens, New York, Jamaica, Queens. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the independent rappers in Queens doing their thing, the whole city for that fact. But I'm straight ahead in the Big Apple.
Cool. That's what's up. Hey, I got another question also, man. Yeah, man, this phone lines are lit up tonight, man. I don't understand it. I'm going to ask you a question as soon as I get done with mine. Hey, Self-Made, I got another question for you. What's the deal with Maybach Music, man? What's going on with them?
I mean, I can't spread too much on that right now because of everything going on. But all I can say right now is that we definitely affiliated with Maybach. Shout out to Maybach, man. That's like our father company. You feel what I'm saying? Salute the boss, Ross, everybody over there.
Okay, that's cool, man. That's cool. You don't have to go there. That's cool.
You said this guy got a Maybach? You driving a Maybach, buddy?
No.
I'm not.
Hey, I said he's with Maybach Music. That's my man over there, Rick Ross. Not Freeway Ricky Ross. That's Ricky Rose. Ricky Rose. He's with them.
Rick Rose, yeah. That's that fat boy. That's that fat boy with that big, that old inherit his face, isn't it?
Yeah, that's him. Okay. Hey, let me see do these people want to did they have a question for you so early in the interview, man? 516, your mic is open. Do you have want to make a comment or ask a question to Self-Made?
Yo.
What's up?
Yo, what's good? This is Dre Papers. I just wanted to shout out the homie Self-Made MC. You know, he been doing it big for a long time.
Cool. Dre, what up, my dude?
What's good, boy? I see you, man. Hard work.
Salute.
Well,
wow.
So what's good? You gonna play some of his joints tonight? Let the fans hear what we got
yes,
going
sir.
On.
We do have a joint to play. Hey, what joint did you send me, Self Made? Do you remember? Let me look through my little
thing
right quick.
Yeah, that's the single that we're going with right now. We actually just shot the video for it about 3 days ago called Mr. Bossed Up.
Oh, yeah, that's the one. Okay, yeah, okay. Well,
that's
tell us about
that
request. Since he asked about it. Can you tell us about it since he asked about it?
Mr. Bossed Up, man, that's just a song that completes my aura when I walk into a room. You feel what I'm saying? That's going to explain everything from the ladies to the car to the jewels to just how I carry myself when I walk in the room.
Cool, that's what's up, man. Okay, so we're going to get into that song a little later, man. We're not going to get into it right now, but I will take one more phone caller. Let me get this phone call right here. 615, your mic is open, your phone is open. You have a comment for Self Made? You've got a question?
Yes, my name's Nina Ross. I was just calling you to give a shout-out to my homegirl, China Doll.
Hey, Nina Ross, how you doing, baby?
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. You doing good?
Yeah, I'm doing great.
Cool. Hey. I knew you were on the phone. Did you hear that chick that we had on the phone, Miss Slater?
Yeah, I heard it.
Did he say something wrong? What was the deal? I mean, because you're a female, so you can let me know what he really did. What did he do?
I just feel like from a female point of view and being an African-American female, just saying, I guess being trying to be funny towards Harriet Tubman and saying the underground is kind of like a sensitive issue. I think that's what might have offended her.
Oh, okay. So using the word underground is kind of offensive to most black people,
but
what you're telling me.
Not using the word underground, but I guess trying to be funny with it with Harriet Tubman,
Oh, okay. I got you.
Offended her.
I got you.
Well, you know what, this month is coming up. I don't know why she's been blank this month coming up, and she's going to be hearing a lot about Harriet Tubman in a few minutes.
Yeah, you're right. Hey, guys, check it out, guys. We got Nina Ross on the phone. If you don't know who she is, hey, Nina Ross, can you tell them who you are, baby?
My name's Nina Ross. I'm the Queen of the South from Cashville, Tennessee. You can check me out on Nina Ross the Queen Twitter or Nina Ross the Queen Facebook. I have a single out called Diva Walk. Let me get mine in, and a new single featuring Lady Donna and China Doll called Key That Car. Y'all be hearing that soon.
Hey, I like your voice, Nina. Your song so sexy to me as a black woman. I'm serious. You just sound so good.
Thank you.
Wow. Okay. Hey, Nina Ross. Thanks for calling in. We're gonna call your girl up in about maybe two more minutes because she told me to call her up about 7:30 because she didn't want to be inside the building where she works at. So we're gonna call her up in a minute, and we still got more interviews. So,
okay.
Self-Made, back to you, my brother. I'll get to you guys. I see everybody in the queue right now that has your blinker on. I will get to you guys in just a minute. Give me a minute to talk to Self-Made, and I'll get back to you. Okay, Self-Made, now, have you did any collabos with anybody famous out there? You know, a lot of these guys want to know what you got going on big time. Like, are you doing anything where you're actually making some paper?
I mean, I have, like I said, it's a real sensitive issue to talk about that, all that's behind the scenes. I do have a couple songs coming out probably about early spring. You know what I'm saying? You'll see the big name features on there, but we just got a call from Universal the other day, so that should give you a little bit of hint as to what's going to go on.
I got you, brother. I got you, man. So you got a lot going on. Hey, you met my girl, Boss Lady, too, I heard, in New York.
Oh, yeah, Boss Lady, that's the homie, man. That's another underground artist that I salute doing a thing.
Yes, sir. Actually,
hey, so
he's really doing
that word underground again, and they get mad at me about using the word underground.
I hear it, man. But Nina Ross just told me that it didn't mean that that's not what she was talking about, the underground. I don't know, but we'll get back to that later on because I don't know. But anyway, we don't want to. Hey, I guess we don't want to use the word underground. So let's not use the word underground because people get offended and hang up. But anyway, Self-made, back to you, brother. Hey, I checked out your videos, man. You got a lot of stuff on the videos. I mean, they look very professional. So who's your videographer?
We have an in-house man, shout to Flash and Film at NYC, but more so on the professional side, we got G-Lock 51 Designs, man. That's the homie from way back. You feel what I'm saying? We've been working with him for a minute.
Okay, I got you, man. So that's not the same guy that shot Boss Lady's video, is it?
No. That's actually a different team that shot her video.
Okay. You know the guy. Okay, I got you. Okay, brother. You just filled me in with enough stuff, man. We're gonna go to another song, and we're gonna be right back to you, Self-Made. So don't go anywhere. Stay right there, brother.
Cool, man. I'm here with you.
Cool.
Yeah, Mr. Clover. Yeah, he saw me do it one more time, you know.
Lover.
Yeah.
My man right there, that was, wow, who was that? That was my man, Mystical Lover of a Black Caesar Records. Wow, I can't think of all my own artists, man. Oh, that was my guy right there, man. He's the ladies guy. He makes dresses. This guy right here is a very talented dude, like my man I'm talking to right now, Self-Made MC. He's also a very talented guy. Self-Made, can you tell me, like, what else you got going on other than music, brother?
Hold on. I'm sorry. I just want to make it clear to all the listeners and everybody else. It's getting mistaken that my name is Self-Made MC. Self-Made is the brand, and that's my label that I got under me, but my name is MC.
Oh, you know what, man? I'm sorry, man. I thought it was Self-Made MC. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's cool, because all my social network is Self-Made MC, so it's easily mistaken.
Oh, okay. Good.
Buddy, I didn't get to my question, but I was wondering, did God make you or did you make your damn self? I didn't know what the hell happened. I mean, I was just...
Wow.
Put it this way. I work with what God gave me to make myself into what I am now.
I appreciate a guy, a black guy like you. You're out there trying to do things for yourself. You're not lazy. You know, that's good.
Yeah. Most definitely, man. I appreciate it.
Hey. I got another question from one of the audience fans. Let's see who this is. 347, your mic is open. You can ask a question or make a comment.
Hello?
Yeah, 347. Go ahead, baby.
I'm on.
You're on, baby. I can hear you. You're on the phone.
Oh, okay.
I can hear you.
Yeah, what's up, MC? What's up, MC? It's Chen.
Yo, what up, man?
What's going on, man? What's going on? Word, man. I'm familiar with saying that track since 2000s. Oh, my God. Yes. Yo, I bumped that like every day since you posted it and whatnot.
Yo, good looking out, brother. I appreciate the support.
Word. I'm trying to see if like, you're trying to do a remix to that or whatnot. Definitely.
Oh, yeah, that's most definitely coming, man. If you need to hit me up on that, hit me up. You got all the info.
All right, cool word, man. You're doing your thing out there. I really support that. That's serious.
Yo, I appreciate it, man.
No problem.
Cool. That's what's up. Okay, thanks a lot, caller. Hey, what was your name, brother?
The champ? Yeah, D-A, not
okay, D-A-B. Hey, champ, scroll down to the bottom of the website on this page right here, and I got some information down there. Check us out. Get my Facebook, my Twitter information, and go join me up. All right.
All right, cool. No problem. I'll do that.
Cool. Okay, guys. I see somebody out here. I'm looking at her right now. I'm looking at this fantastic black chick. Her name is China Doll. China Doll, what's up, baby? You on the phone lines?
Hey there, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm all right.
Good. Hey, you finally got off work, huh?
Well, I'm actually on my lunch break at the moment, sitting in the car.
Oh, okay. How long is your lunch break? Is it pretty long or is it short?
It's about 45 minutes.
Okay, we'll be right back to you in a minute, so you can get your interview out of the way.
Hold on, God damn it, you listen to me, so you're lying to me because ain't nobody from China sound like that. You're lying to me, buddy. I thought this guy was from China or something.
Dude, I'm not talking about the country, man. What the hell are you talking about, Bubba? I'm talking about the young lady that's on the phone right now. Her rap name is China Doll.
Damn, rapper.
Willie. Hey, Bicycle Tony, help me out, man. Help me out a little bit.
Yo, what's good, Caesar?
Man, can you help me out, man? Every day I'm telling Willie the same stuff over and over again. What's wrong with this brother?
It's a white thing, bro. I don't know, man. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm just confused. I don't know if she's from China. I don't know if this guy on the phone self-made or God made him. I don't know what the hell is going on.
Is that China Doll from Syracuse?
No, that's China Doll from Nashville, Tennessee.
All right, bing, bong, bingy.
Actually, I'm from Columbia, Tennessee.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, China. I'm about to ask you where you're from. Okay. Self-made, can you give the people that listen in, can you give them your social networks where they can find you at, the place they want to get a collab with you, brother?
Yeah, most definitely. Y'all can hit me. My Twitter is @self_made_MC, the two letters. My Facebook, facebook.com/selfmademc. ReverbNation.com/selfmademc. And my YouTube, youtube.com/mcofselfmade.
Okay, do you have a booking email address you want to give them also?
But the booking email address is attached to all of the social networks, so I didn't really want to complicate it over the phone and spell out letter for letter. But I also do have a mixtape that is available on DatPiff right now. It's doing real well. We got about 5,000 downloads on it, 2,000 streams. Go download. It's called Paperwork 2. That's my blood, sweat, and tears right now.
Yeah,
How old are you, buddy?
I'm 21.
Man, that guy is so mature to be 21. Don't he sound mature, Caesar?
Wow, that is mature, man. I didn't know that, man. I thought you were older than that. Wow, you're 21 years old, so and you're doing all that. Damn, dude, you got it going on.
I appreciate that. Yeah, man, wow. Trying to get money at a young age, man.
Hey, self-made. I'm gonna play your song, "Bossed Up." So can you give us a world premiere on that song, right quick, brother? This is the DJ Black Caesar Friends Show. And you can say Willie's name also if you don't mind.
All right, there you go right here, my new single, Mr. Ball Stop. Shout out to DJ Black Caesar. Shout out to Turned Up Willie. Shout out to Self Made, Maybach. Shout out all the team, the whole Queens, New York City, we here, man. Shout out my DJ, DJ Mr. Famous, my partner. Let's do it.
Yeah.
When I say Self Made, it's like you being
Self-made.
I'm bossed up. nervedj.com.
Okay, guys, you heard it, self-made, man. That was great song right there. That is a club banger. Hey, check it out, MC. We do something a little bit special around here. We like to grade the song, so we're going to give your song a grade. The scale is a 1 through 10. That's what I want everybody to do. Please give a 1 through 10. China Doll, let me ask you a question, baby. The scale is 1 through 10. Did you like that song that we just heard right now?
I sure did. He kind of reminds me of Meek Mill a little bit with his, the way he flows. So on a scale from 1 to 10, I would have to give it an 8, an 8.5.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that. That's being honest. Okay. Bicycle, you already know what the deal is. What's up?
Yo, I enjoyed the song, man. I enjoyed the song. Where you say you was from, homie?
I'm from Northside, Jamaica, Queens.
All right, so you know what? You know what? I salute you, though, man. You know what I'm saying? When I heard that, and when I heard that, I got to keep it real with you. You know what I mean? You got a different swag from all the other artists that have come from Queens so far. You know what I mean? This shit is totally different.
Appreciate
bro.
That.
You know what I mean? Like, when I hear Southside, Jamaica, Queens, I'm thinking of the Lost Boys, 50. You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking, you know.
Right.
And your shit is different, man. You're going to get more play in the clubs than you know, New York had in a long time, man. So keep doing what you're doing, dog. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
good,
I love those.
Good looking out, bro.
For today's music, you know, hip-hop evolved. And it seems like you grew with it, too, man. So keep doing what you're doing, man. I'm going to give that one a 10. And, yo, much success to you, man. Keep doing that shit, dog.
Yo, good looking out, partner.
That's what's up. Okay, Willie, what's up? What do you got song, Willie?
I'm going to tell you something, Caesar. That ain't no New York City I just heard, buddy.
That ain't New York City? What was that?
That ain't New York City right there. I'm telling you, he got like a southern flavor or something. It sounded like a Super Soldier Boy or something. I mean, he sounded really good, man. I like I'm telling
wow.
You, that Soldier Boy, got that on him. I'm serious. That boy is bad. I'm serious. Hey, you self-made for real, buddy. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
That's on 10. Yeah, for real, buddy.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, Willie, we appreciate it, man. Hey, self-made, why don't you get your networks one more time? We're going to get you out of here so we can get my girl China Doll on the phone. Hey, hold on for a second. Hold on 1 second, man. I got Nina Ross on the phone. Nina Ross, where you get that song right there? You just heard it. Nina, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I give it about a 7 or 8. He sounds like Meek Mill a lot.
Like who?
Meek Mill from Rick
Ross. Okay,
He sounds just like him.
Okay, that's cool. That's cool. Thanks a lot. I'm sure he appreciates that.
Hey, Caesar.
Yes, sir.
Let me add 2 more 10s onto that, buddy.
I got you, man. I got you. Okay, guys.
I can't give you these low numbers. The numbers are too damn low. That 6.5 and that 10. I mean, that 8, whatever it is. I'm telling you, I'm a redneck, but I know good music when I hear it.
Yeah. That's good. I like that. Derek say a redneck, but he like good music. That's what's up. Hey, well, thanks a lot, man. We appreciate you. Hey, okay, guys. Give your social networks one more time, bro, if you don't mind.
Cool. On Twitter, y'all can find me at self_made_MC, the 2 letters, facebook.com/selfmademc, youtube.com/MCofSelfMade, reverbnation.com/selfmademc. I'm everywhere. And I got that mixtape again, Paperwork 2, available on thatpiff.com right now.
Cool. That's what's up, brother. I appreciate you, man. I appreciate you coming on the show. We enjoyed you, man. We had a great time with you, brother. So, hey, man, everything is nice, man. You got it going on, man. Hey, I want to go shout out to my man, Rich Zun Dunn. He's a DJ in Ohio, so, guys, check him out. He's got a great show that comes on. I don't know the name of it, but, wow, I guess he can give it to me. Hey, Dunn, if you don't mind, write it down for me. If you don't mind, write down the name of your show so I can get these guys out there. Hey, you know what? Why don't you just call in? Call in right now. Call in to the show we'll let you put your information out there. Thanks a lot, Dunn. I appreciate it. Okay, guys.
Caesar, I want to give a shout out my damn self, Caesar. I want to give a shout out. There's a guy over there in what's that? England or whatever, UK or whatever. One of your buddies. What is his name?
Ben Ratchford.
Ben Ratchford? Hey, I'd like to give a shout out to that damn Ben Ratchford over there in the UK, over there where my kinfolk's at.
You know what? I want to give a shout out to my buddy also, Ben, he's over in UK, guys. I want to give a shout out to my man because he does a lot. Ben makes beats, and he's selling beats, so you guys need to get at Ben. If you want to get at Ben, get at me. Ben's been on the show before, so you guys want to get some new beats, get some classy beats. Hey, Seth, mate, you might want to get on this deal also, man. He has great beats, man. I mean, this guy, he has a beat network. He has a whole website that he does beats on. It's called buybeats@gmail.com. You can go, that's his email address. So if you guys want to get at him, he gets buybeats@gmail.com. Get at him, please, because that's my dude, and he does great work, and I just got him hooked up with my man, Bone Thugs and Harmony, so he's going to be doing some stuff for them. And also, if you don't mind, keep these people in mind, because you know what? Everybody's on the phone line right now, all the people I deal with. As far as my team, I'm going to send you guys the links to all these people's Facebook pages, so don't go anywhere.
Cool.
Hey, thanks a lot, Self-Made, for coming through. We appreciate you, brother. Now we're going to get my girl on the phone, China Doll. What's up, China Doll?
What's up,
baby? Hey, tell the world who you are, China Doll, if you don't mind, so they'll know who you got, what you got going on, baby.
I am Lady China Doll from Columbia, Tennessee. I'm also a MTSU graduate. I graduated in May with my degree in health education, minor in sociology. As far as my music goes, you can expect kind of hood and be mixed together. I am a rapper, as well as a songstress as well. So a lot of times I get awards and I get noticed for me being a female MC, but I'm really a singer who can rap. So I don't want people to get it confused. But at the moment, I'm actually pushing a mixtape right now, Made in China, that I dropped on 12/21/12 of last year. It's free for listen and download on DetPiff.com. Again, it's entitled Made in China. It's a featuring mixtape from a lot of different artists that I've met in Kentucky and Milan, Tennessee, which is close to Memphis, Tennessee. I got some Nashville artists, some artists from back at home in Columbia, as well as some comrades in Murfreesboro, where I graduated from MTSU. So that's a little bit about me.
Hey, let me ask you a question, China Dog. What part of China are you from?
I'm from the east side.
Oh, you're from the east side of China. Let me ask you something. Do you carry the slant eyes with you like the other China girls do?
Can you repeat that question?
Man, damn. Okay. I'm gonna let you handle this, China Doll. Handle it yourself. You can handle it.
You know Kung Fu or something? You know Kung Fu? You know something about Kung Fu?
Hey, let me handle this for you, baby, because you don't know what he's saying. What he's asking is, you do know Kung Fu because of your name. So let me handle it for you. I always got to do this every time. Okay.
I don't know Kung Fu, but I do protect myself in case of an event.
I got me a shotgun myself. I got to protect myself with deer and them colored people sometimes.
I want to know something. I like to
What's
know
up? It's Bicycle Tony. What you want to know, Bicycle?
How you doing, China?
Hello, how you doing? I'm all right.
This is Bicycle Tony from the Bronx, New York, currently residing in Tennessee. I want to know what side of Tennessee you on.
Actually, I'm in Middle Tennessee.
Tennessee?
If you ever heard of Nashville, Tennessee, I'm about 45 minutes from there.
I'm
from Columbia, Tennessee, but I reside in Murfreesboro at the time.
Oh, but I'm closer to Knoxville, and I don't see a lot of hip-hop going on out here. What do you think about the state of hip-hop in the South altogether, though?
A lot of times I hear the slogan that hip-hop is dead. I don't feel as if it is dead. I feel that it's just being recreated and resurrected through these new artists, upcomers, indie artists who are grinding and trying to make their way to the top. So, just want to keep your eyes open and keep your ears on the prize, because they're.
Would you agree that the mainstream is losing its buzz? Not China. Hello.
Let me see if she's still there. China doll, you still there?
Oh, we lost her. We lost her.
No, she's still there.
I'm
looking
here.
At her.
I'm here, guys.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Okay.
I don't know. Do you see the mainstream with all these underground artists, with all these indie artists grinding to the top? I see it as a movement. Do you see it like that? And do you also can that, you know, like kill the mainstream buzz?
I would have to say I do see a lot of people coming together, building their teams in order to create a movement, because in order to have a movement, you have to move and take action. So I do see that in the hip-hop scene, but I do see a lot of, I guess I would say, hating or discriminating against their own kind, and a lot of times I feel as if the black race, sometimes we can't get ahead for some of the people who are just like us, holding us down or wanting what we have or, you know, things of that nature. So we have to encourage one another, inspire one another, and also motivate each other.
I think that hate takes away from your greatness, you know what I mean? So I don't encourage it. I like what you said, man, for real, and I totally agree with you. I like to hear your music, man, for real. Like, I'm excited, you know what I mean? I heard about you, but I haven't heard nothing yet. Is there can you tell me where I can find you at and where I can find your music?
You can actually search me on YouTube. All you have to type in is @ChinaDoll931. That is ChinaDoll931. And most of the videos that I'm in and that I have promoting at the moment will be on YouTube, as well as you can add me on Facebook. It's facebook.com/ChinaDoll931 as well. And my Twitter is @ChinaDoll931. I also have a SoundCloud. That's soundcloud.com/ChinaDoll931. And you can follow my Reverb Nation page. It is also ReverbNation.com/ChinaDoll without the 931. So you can find me there.
I see you right now, RM the Rapper, the Reaper. Ring a bell?
Oh, yes. Three Guardian Angels.
Bing, bong, bing. I'm on my job, man. It was nice talking to you. God bless you, man. I'm going to check out your music and wish you much success, man. I send you all my best wishes. It's Bicycle Tony, man.
I sure appreciate it. You do the same. Hey,
let me tell everybody something that's listening in right now. My man has a radio station also, Open Bike Night. Comes on every Sunday. You guys can check it out. Hey, Bicycle Tony, give your own info. Can you tell them what you got going on so they can get at you also?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'll be glad to. My name is Bicycle Tony from the Bronx, New York, representing Star Mob Radio. Every Sunday night, you can catch me on Open Bike Night on Blog Talk Network. Open Bike Night, Star Mob Radio on the Blog Talk Network. Open Bike Night, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And look me up on Twitter at Bicycle Tony, Facebook Bicycle Tony, Reverb Nation Latin Pain, SoundCloud Latin Pain. And yeah, I'm all over the place, man. Y'all just holler at me, man. I love to do, you know what I'm saying? I love to hear everything. I love to check it out. I love this life, you know what I'm saying? Hip hop. That's all I got.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thanks a lot, man. We appreciate that, Bicycle Tony. Thanks a lot, man, for getting your info out. Hey, China Doll, I got a question for you. Wow, her phone keeps dropping. Wow, I guess your buddy Nina Ross, her phone keeps dropping. Like, phone's been dropping all night. But anyway, I got another quick question for you. Can you tell us basically what you got going on with Miss Nina Ross? Because Nina Ross has been on this show before. Nina Ross was saying the UGK. Everybody knows that. That's my homegirl right there. So you guys are listening in. Check out what my girl has to say. Let's see what China Doll has to say about Nina Ross.
Nina Ross is the queen of the South, as everyone knows. She has a large resume as far as the music industry goes. I respect her as a female MC. And pretty much what we have going right now is she's recording her last project that will be coming out soon. So everybody be on the lookout for that. She was actually getting ready to pass the torch, must I say. She's recording her last project, as I just mentioned, and she wants a protege. So that I was selected to be her protege. She will be taking me up under her wing and helping me strive as I reach the top.
Cool, cool, cool. We like that. I like Nina Ross. She's a great artist. Like you said, she's the queen of the South. For everybody that's out there listening in, check her out. You can find her on YouTube, Nina Ross. You can find her on Twitter, Nina Ross. Hey, guys, just check her out, man, so you can get yourself a little schooling of who Nina Ross is and what she has going on. And like my homegirl, China White, I'm thinking about China White now. Like China Doll just said, she needed a protege, so she has a good protege because I heard your music, and you are awesome, man. I was like digging, I was checking your music out, like, wow, I checked you out maybe about, like when we first got together on Twitter. How long has that been? That's been a couple weeks ago. I checked you out on Twitter. I checked you out on Facebook, and it just gets better, man. I checked you out on Reverb Nation. So you are one of those female artists that I would say that is going to make a lot of damage out here in the industry. But, hey, and I applaud you for that. I salute you for that. As Bicycle Tony would say, I salute you for that. So you got a lot going on, and we just want the world to know what you got going on, and we want to know, let them know who you are. Hey, China Dog, if you don't mind, you got a song called Ride With Me. What's that song about, baby?
As I said before, I'm from Columbia, Tennessee. I remember one time I was coming home from school to visit my family, and it seems as if every time I go back home, it's the same old thing, you know, and a lot of times in different hoods and growing up in poverty and things of that nature with no father figure present, a lot of times we're misled, we're misguided. In regards to the females, you know, it's a system set up for us. They expect us to be a statistic, you know, to have multiple children and depend on the government and not be independent. From the male's perspective, I would have to say it is also a system that is set up for African-American men to fail when it comes to incarceration and things of that nature. So when I came home and I said, you know, every time I come home, I can go away for 6 months and I can come back and it's the same old thing. You know, nothing really changes. You know, I mean,
yeah.
So that's kind of what pretty much inspired me. I am a sociology major, so I study how the individual affects the world and how the world, you know, affects the individual. And there's a lot of systems and traps that are set up for us to fail, but I must say that we must be strong and overcome.
You know what, China Doll, you really sound like you got a lot of knowledge about everything in the world. I'm just going to say that. Also, I'm going to say this, you're very intelligent, man. I like your grammar. I like the way you pronunciate your words. So you are that true artist that really is not out there in the world. You're actually into God, and you like doing politics. I can tell that also. So you voted for my man Barack Obama, huh?
I sure did, because my president is black, and so is everybody else.
Yeah. My president is black. Hey, Willie, my president is black, Willie.
I tell you what, my president is still white. Even though they're dead, they're still white. I mean, I'm telling you, that's Barack Obama. They need to get him out of office real quick. I'm serious.
Hey, man, you know what, brother? I don't care what you say, Willie.
My president is green as well.
hey, Willie, you know what? I don't care what you say, man. I don't believe in that. I think we got the best man out there working for the rest of the people, the rest of the world. And you know what? I think deep down inside, a lot of white people know that also. So I really don't care what you say. What do you think about that bicycle?
Hey, I'm going to tell you something, though. I hear China Doll saying she's African-American and everything, but I'm going to tell you all something that black people don't really know. We gave you all
that
name, African-American. You're older than Africa and older than America. Africa was born named after a white – one of my people, his name was Africanus. And he so-called discovered Africa. And so we call that land Africa, but it was called Asia at first, you know what I'm saying? And America, man, black people were here before America even existed. So y'all need to stop calling each other African-American. That's really a racist name that was given to you all by my people, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, Willie, well, you should respect that and know that since you know all that, since you're so influenced on that, since you're so smart, you should already know that, and you should be like, wow, man, these guys are putting themselves down and don't even know it. So we don't want anything special to you, brother.
I'm going to be nice to black people, and I'm going to be very nice to black people. Like, you're black because they use African America to separate you from Puerto Ricans, Jamaicans, and other black people, you know what I'm saying? African American is not even a race. They don't even tell who the hell you are. So, just for reference, a few use a reference. Don't never call yourself African American. Don't do that. That's like division between black, other black people and you, and calling you an African American is an insult, really.
Yeah, that's true. I hear you. Thanks a lot, Willie, for your input. We appreciate it. Wow, we got racist Willie changed over now, man. Hey, Bicycle Tony, what's up with that?
Yo, Willie is smarter than, you know, he must not be smoking that meth tonight, bro. You know what I mean?
Or drinking some movies, man.
I tell you what, I done kind of sobered up a little bit. I've been eating on some of this Negro made soup that my homeboy made for me.
Negro? Well, what's Negro made soup, man? I never heard of that.
Well,
what's that?
Well, mumbo. I got my black buddy. I got black friends too. My black friend, his mama made some soup, so I call it Negro made soup. It's some good soup too.
Yeah, why you call it Negro made though? What's up with that? Why you gotta be so racist, man? I don't understand that, man. You come on my show, you got people running off the show, insulting families, man. What are you doing, Willie?
I'm telling you something. I'm trying to get black people to love each other. You know what I'm saying? Because there's no love for
black people to love each other. Hey, man, look, check it out. Hey, China Doll, I need a world premiere for this song right here. You got called Rad with me, so can you give us a world premiere? The name of the show is the DJ Black Season Vienna. Damn, dude. DJ Black Season Friends Show. I changed the name because Vienna's never here, so we changed the name, got rid of her. Hey, guys, stay tuned. Keep it locked right here. China Doll's about to give us world premiere. Hey, China Doll, give me that world premiere, please.
Here's a world premiere for my hood single, Ride With Me. You can actually check it out on YouTube. I have a video for it that was directed and shot by a friend of mine in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. So go ahead and check that out. For the ones who don't know, I'm introducing it to you all. Ride With Me.
Take a block, can't get high with me. Show you around my city, how we
cool, cool. That's what's up. I dig that song right there. That was nice.
NerdDJ.com.
Like I was going to say, I hope you like that song right there. That was right on time. Miss China Doll, you got a lot going on. That's great. That's a great song right there. Hey, China Doll, here's the deal, man. We like to grade our music around here once we hear a song. So we're going to give that song. I give that song right there. I'm going to give it a 9, man. I give it a 9. And the reason why I give it a 9 is because I think you could have did better than that. You're a great artist. You got a lot of potential. So you could have did a lot better than that. So I'm going to say that. What's up? So what you got to say about that?
I appreciate it. I feel as if, you know, I'm always growing and I'm always trying to better myself as an artist and as a person. So I appreciate that that compliment.
Cool, cool, cool. That's what's up. That's a good, hey, you know what? That's a good answer, man, and that's the answer I was expecting. Because there had been some other kind of answer like, nigga, fuck. No, you don't want to do that. You don't want to do that because you don't never know who you're talking to. I could be an A&R for some big company, and you're right. Hey, man, that's a great song right there, China Doll. I'm going to give you that. Hey, Bicycle Tony, where you get that song with that, Bicycle?
First and foremost, I salute you, China. And I never, that was very original. I like how you did it, man. I like the scene. I like the beat. You know, great beat selection. I'm going to pretend and tell you that, you know, everybody's a star once you know who you truly are. Don't let nobody tell you different, man. That was great. And I really enjoyed it. Yeah, I really enjoyed that song. I want to hear it again, actually.
Cool, cool.
I sure
guess what?
It.
You can hear it again. You can hear it again. I'm going to send it to you when we get off this radio show. I'll send it to you. Hey, also, I got a guy out there that's listening in. Rich Zone Don, can you come on the line and tell everybody what you got going on, brother?
Yeah, we got it. This is your boy, DJ Rich, John Don, and from Dayton, Ohio, man. Doing big things.
What's up,
John Don?
How you doing,
what's
brother?
Doing good, man. Just making big things happen up here in the Midwest area of Ohio.
Cool, cool. Okay, I also got somebody else on the phone. Hey, John Don, you heard that song. We get that song a scale 1 through 10.
Hey, to be real and honest, man, I get that song a 10. It's pretty hot. I like her vocals. I like how she come on the mic and really speak. It's pretty good. Speak with song, man. It really touch.
Okay, I'm going to send that song to you and my man. I'm going to send it to Bicycle Tony also because I know you guys got a radio show. So hey, China Dog, do you mind if I give them any information?
No, go ahead. Feel free to do something.
Okay, because my man has a Rich Dunn has a radio show also, guys. Hey, Rich, can you talk about your radio show right quick?
Most definitely. My radio show is called WTMM Radio. We're based out of Mississippi and Louisiana, New Orleans, and also in my city, Dayton, Ohio. You can catch me on there tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock, and still. Doing the morning mix show. I do the afternoon mix show. And I also do a late night special mix show where I do hip hop, R&B, Latino, reggae, jazz, blues, state lines, we do techno, we do the whole 9 yards on my show. Also got a call in where you can call in and get your request on, get your shout outs in. Also, I got a mixtape out on the pip.com called Diamond in the Hood. That's Diamond in the Hood. Check that out. And I also got a sound click page as well. My sound click page is DJ Rich Dog, that's 2 G's, DKA DJ John Dunn. Check that out as well. Got mixtapes on there. And both websites are free to download and free to listen to. If y'all like it, support it. And I'm really looking for a lot of supporters for the radio show. So tell a friend to tell another friend and add me. I also got a Facebook page, Rich John Dunn. So feel free to add me. Facebook, and we also got a Facebook page for the radio show, WTMM Radio, withoutthe.com. And log in, check us out, read, review it, you know, and guarantee you'll love it. It's better than your own local radio station.
That's what's up, John. We appreciate you, man. Hey, Tyler, I know you got to get ready to get out of here because, man, it's about well past your time. Hey, but I got my friend on the phone from UK. Hey, I'm going to let him holler at you guys right quick. Ben, say hello to everybody.
What's up, everyone?
All right.
No, how's it? I'm just I'm chilling out in the studio quickly, and I thought might as well check in to season, see who's on the air. So, yeah, I'm out in the studio, so I'm just watching, listening in.
Cool,
Well, I'm working tonight. So, yeah.
Hey,
yo,
what's up, buddy?
What's up?
It's Redneck Willie, buddy. Yeah. I'm telling you, I'm just, I'm glad you're on the damn show for myself, you know.
Yeah, he's happy because you're the only white guy on the show.
No, I don't feel so alone, Caesar. I'm just glad, you know, you got somebody from my motherland on the show. You know, you have all these.
How is the UK your motherland?
Where my people came here from the UK, you know what I'm saying? We were slaves, you know, we came here, you know, we trying to look for a better way of life, you know what I'm saying? So we just came to the wilderness North America. And we've been here ever since, buddy.
I hear you. Okay, yeah. Real Redneck, I appreciate you. Hey, Ben, what do you got going on right now, man? What are you doing? What are you up to?
I was just making a new track. It was sent to Bones Fugs and J-Mac. It was sent to J-Mac, actually. It was an old beat I'd made back in 2009. It's called Life, which is really, because I showed you earlier, didn't I, Caesar?
Yeah.
I sent that to him, and I sent my other one, Miami Cruising, which was an actual custom-made beat for someone. It was mixed by Usher's engineer when I was rolling with him, and it was really good, and the guy ran off and never paid me for it. So I've literally just kept it on the shelf ever since, and I'm just blowing the dust off, sent it off, and said, look, that's a beat from last year. I'd say my new stuff, I just finished making a really nice 90s R&B track, guitar, piano, drums, strings, bass, you name it, it's probably got in it. And that's just gone off to mixing today, so hopefully it'll be back in the next couple of days, and I can listen to it and be cool and hopefully find a buyer on a nine.
That's what's up. Hey, Ben, hold on for a second. Let me get China Doll so she can go back to work. Hey, China Doll, it was great having you on the show tonight, man. We had a fantastic time with you. I hope you enjoyed yourself. Did you enjoy yourself?
I sure did, and I want to appreciate you guys for giving me this opportunity to do so. I'm actually walking in next to work right now. I know y'all can hear all the noise and commotion that's going on. Shout out to all the artists who are featured.
Where you work at? What is that?
It's a high-end retail store. That pretty much sells Gucci, Louis, Prada.
You know what? I already know about it because I was checking it out when I saw it online on your Facebook page. I've seen it up there. I was like, Sex Fifth Avenue. What is that? That sounds like something that sells Gucci and Louis Vuitton. So I was right. Okay. So I know what it is. I think I've seen their magazine also. So that's what you do for a living. You work there, huh?
I won't say that this is my career. I feel that music is my career. This is just a stepping stone to corporate America. Is one of the things that I've been interested in for a long time. I plan to go back and get my master's soon. And so I'm just using this as a stepping stone to learn different experiences and things of that nature so that I can move on up to the top to where I belong.
Hold on for a second, Willie. Hold on one second. Hey, can you give your social networks one more time before you go?
You can follow me on Twitter at ChinaDoll931. That is ChinaDoll. You can also find me on YouTube at ChinaDoll931. You can just search that for my music links, as well as I mentioned, the SoundCloud.com/ChinaDoll931 as well. And my Reverb Nation page is ReverbNation.com/ChinaDoll. And if you want to book me, I'm also a host when it comes to parties and things of that nature. So I rap, I sing, I dance, I perform. I'm an all-around artist. So any artists that are interested in collabing or DJs inquiring to get with me, you can hit me up at chinadoll931@gmail.com. So if you remember chinadoll931, you won't lose. You'll find me.
You know what, China Doll, we appreciate you coming. We had a good time with you, man. You got very intelligent. You're a very intelligent young lady, man. And we like that around here at DJ Black Future Friends. Yeah. But you go back to work, baby, because we don't want you to get fired. So you keep that good work up. Keep doing what you're doing. And God bless you. And we'll holler at you next time, baby.
God bless you, too. Shout out to the show.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Wow, that girl right there was pretty together, man. She has a lot of
I'm going to tell you something, Taylor. I don't appreciate what you just did, Steve. You just blocked me from talking to this black girl.
I just did what?
I was trying to say something to that black gal, and you just kept me from saying something to her. You let her get on the phone before I said
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, man. Well, she was at work, Willie. Do you understand that? You understand what work? Yeah, you understand work, because basically that's what you make black people do.
Yeah, she need to be working. See, that's what I'm saying. She need to be damn working.
Well, she went back to work then, so that's what she needs to be. That's where she went. So that's why we let her go, so she couldn't say anything else to you. Because she's supposed to be at work. She ain't got time to talk to redneck
Will. You need to be working too, buddy.
I am working. That's what I'm doing right now, working my job. Okay, guys. I got a question for my man. Hold on for a second. Let me get out of this right here. Rich, you still on the phone? DJ Rich.
Yeah, I'm right here.
Hey, DJ Rich, what do you got going on? What do you do? Do you do any kind of music, or do you just do DJing, or what?
Well, right now I got a new mixtape I'm working on, and I got a couple artists I'm working with at the moment. But I normally stick to the DJing and the events and make some of my artists get heard worldwide and also in my city. But I got a couple things in work. Mixtape and like I said, a couple of my articles, and that's about it.
I got you, brother. Hey Ben Rexford, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still there.
Hey Ben, can you tell everybody about your website, please?
Yeah, I haven't updated it in a while, but I should. Basically, I set up as buybestbeats.com, which is who I am, really. I did have a team of producers, but I fired them all, but you know what? Life goes on. But yeah, basically, I sell my beats through that, or at the moment, I haven't updated it, but because I've gone more on the underground. So, like, people obviously heard of me through Caesar, Top Cat, and they sort of email me every now and again, and that's what I'm working at the moment, just on the side. I'm not really uploading beats like, you know, like every day I've got a new beat up, you know. I will say I'm sort of on the custom mark at the moment, where I just like chill out on the underground and just work closely with the artists at the moment. It's a way I can spend more of my time instead of just rushing beats out. I prefer working close one-on-one with them, and it's nice just to hear them say, yeah, like, who was I working for? I'm working for King B at the moment. He's a Dirty South rapper, because that seems very popular at the moment. He's a Dirty South rapper, and we're speaking to him. He's spending $200 plus on this beat, so I want to get it right. So I'm just sort of like working with him, and he's emailing me back saying, yeah, he loves the track how it is. I'm just asking if that's the final one before I send it off to the engineer to mix it. But like, it's really weird because I collabed on it, and like, because Dirty South's not my strong point, I will find producers to help me, and I have. I found, obviously, I know loads of producers anyway, and as soon as I said it, and the response I got back just to say, yeah, I want to help you, just because they've heard of me, or they've heard of me through you. And the producers are like, yeah, we'll help you, and they have. And it's amazing. And I'm working with, obviously, through eyes, like in Wisconsin. I'm working with an artist in Wisconsin. He's you know, I did a nice deal on a beat because he's just having a new baby arrive. So he was like, I want to work for you, but obviously I've got family. I was like, yeah, you know what, I'll do your deal. And, you know, I'm not like many producers. I don't charge the thousands odd. It's $35 or whatever you want to pay, because I find that more better with the artists, because what they're doing is they say when they go for this whole custom thing, they question themselves as, can I spend the $500 on this beat from this producer? Because then I've got to think, hold on, I can record to it, but I can't promote it. So that's why I come in. I've scratched that $500, whatever you want to pay, because I know that promotion and releasing music and recording it is the most important part to an artist. And so there, that's what I'm doing at the moment, just sticking to the underground, working generally whatever I can, just working on a few beats. I do a select few artists because I like working closely with the artists, and they know that, hopefully they know that if you hire me, you're going to speak to me on the phone probably 4 times a week just to have check-up and stuff. And, you know, it's nice just to talk to people from around the world. I love it. And obviously, I don't know if Caesar's told anyone, but I am actually in New York in June to August, I'm in New York. and I am talking in weather to hit the studio with a couple of artists I've worked with and just chill out in the studio with them and, like, give them an exclusive beat, something they can record while I'm live in the studio with them. I don't know yet. Obviously, I'm going to see if this works around Caesar's schedule when we're both in New York, because obviously I want to hook up with Caesar and just chat with him.
Cool, cool. That's what's up, man. Yeah, when you come to America, man, we're going to hook up and...
Definitely.
I'm sorry.
Basically, what I want to say is anyone who loves to listen to Caesar's Radio, I'm going to be very nice tonight. I don't know why, if it's because I'm really tired or I just slept too much today, but I'm awake.
What time is it in the UK right now, brother? What time is it?
2:30 in the morning. 2:30.
Oh, wow. Wow.
So, yeah, I'm just in the studio. You're a
real diehard fan right here. You're that really diehard fan right here, boy.
Hey,
definitely.
Let me tell you something,
dude.
You're calling
me
no damn boy again. I'm telling you.
I'm sorry, brother. I'm sorry about that.
And I'm not your brother. Hey, Ben, I'm telling you, Ben. Hey, listen, Ben, I'm glad you called the show, buddy. I've been itching to talk to you, buddy. I'm serious, but Caesar did all the damn talking this time. But, you know, in the near future, we'll get a chance to talk, you know.
Yeah, bring me up. You know, email me, whatever. I'm always up for a chat. No? My number's actually on my website, so you can actually bring me up if you want to pay the international charge. You can actually bring me up, and I will actually answer my phone. So, yeah.
All right. I tell you what. I'll get Cedar to send me your link and everything. He sent me your link or whatever. I just had you as a friend.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I've got two Facebook accounts, strange enough. One's my music one, and one's my personal one. Whatever one Cedar links you to is the one you can talk to me on. You know, but I say, anyone listening with DJ Black Caesar tonight, from the next week, I'm going to give you a 10% discount on whatever you quote to work with me, 10% straight off. So if you quote $35, I'm going to give you 10% off, which I haven't actually worked out how much it's yet. But yeah, fully frank, really, like 50 cents a time. But yeah, I mean, definitely. And I say, I trade in dollars, so no working out the exchange rate. Well, I trade in dollars.
Okay. Hey, Ben, thanks a lot, man. We appreciate you calling in, man. I appreciate you, man. That's great, man. I just sent you a link to my guy, Bicycle Tony, and the DJ on the phone, Zun. I sent it to you, so you guys got that link to his Facebook. So join him up. So you guys join him, and then he'll add you on. Hey, guys, I also let's go to a song right quick. We're going to go to a song we haven't heard in a long, long, long time. And it's a song you probably don't know, and it's due to, well, I'm playing the song. Let you guys check it out.
Ha! Here's such a holy man. Paul is sinning. He's a sinner. Time to get rid of all. A search for holy men. Can't keep my thoughts in order. In a zone I can't manage. Maybe I'm bipolar, chemically imbalanced. My first thought is damage. My second thought is pain. My mind's eye holds images of blood stains. All I know is horror. I hold a scarred past. I think about tomorrow and hear the devil laugh. Gunshot blast. There goes Capstone. Just another voice I hear when I'm alone. Don't even trust my shadow. I think he moves funny. Feels like the Grim Reaper comes to take life from me. You probably think I'm crazy or done too many drugs. Cause I can see demons. You must be blind as fuck. Moving lightly in tempo, zigzagging in the street. Like I can feel the heat of hell underneath my feet. I feel the end creeping. Maybe I should repent. Duck and dodge my demons in search of holy men. In search of holy men. In search of holy men. In search of. They say all men are sinners and must repent their ways to reach the Lord's promise or feel eternal blaze. Hell flames scorching, we sin in many ways. Drugs, sex, abortion, extortion, gunplay. These are the last days, Revelation 7 plagues. Holy wars, Armageddon, high age rate. Spiritual high stakes, tough choices to be made. My New York mind state may keep me out the pearly gates. rhymes to not go hungry, out for the root of evil. Enemies necessary for green pictures of dead people. I know it's a thin line between love and hate. Freedom of cell, heaven and hell, does it depend on fate? Or does it depend on faith? Lord, show me the way. I open up the Bible, flip to a random page. He states the rules clearly, commandments, there are 10. Duck and dodge my demons in search of holy men. 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 Yo. Pedophile and priest, reverends who mislead. Pastors sipping off a ridge and pushing caddies. Most been marked by the beast. Spit what I see on beat. Death, drugs, rape, murder all on one street. And street after street, evil spinning 360 degrees. I get up on my knees and pray the Lord forgives me. Cause I participated in evil. Risking my life and freedom with stunts, wilder than Knievels. Years of incarceration, maybe I was wrong. Using my strong arm to get my grub on. Sold a controlled substance, chasing money in abundance. More time, came home broke, shit wasn't all for nothing. Young wanting all or nothing, ready to pop something. Needing that money, hunger, pain, had my stomach pumping. Living a sinful living, I'm ready to repent. Duck and dodge my demons, in search of holy men. In search of holy men. In search of holy men. In search of holy men.
Wow. You know who that was, right? Y'all know who that was, right? Does anybody know who that was? Come on. One, one, twice. Nobody knows that?
No idea. Nope.
Lost.
That's my man, right there.
Bicycle
Tony!
It's Charlie Bicycle Tony!
Yo, buddy. Nice to see you on, man.
Holy man,
hey,
dude.
Hey, Bicycle Tony, you got some talent, buddy. I like that song, seriously. You're just like one of my favorites.
Yes, sir.
Oh,
yes, sir.
Man,
that's one of my favorites, too.
Thank you, bro. For real. Thank you, Caesar, too, man.
Hey, I checked Bicycle Tony out, man. I've been knowing Bicycle Tony for a little bit minute right now. I checked his music out maybe about, wow. How long have I been knowing you, Bicycle Tony? About what?
It's been a couple of months now.
Yeah, I was about to say 3 months, but it might have been a couple months.
It feels like forever, though.
It's been about 3 months, though, right? Hasn't it been 3 months?
Yeah, I know, right? But I said it feels like forever now.
Yeah, feels like forever. Yeah, this is my man right here, Bicycle Tony. And this dude right here, he calls up sometimes, and we just chit-chat, you know. And that's something I don't normally do with anybody, but, you know, this dude has a lot going on. He has a lot of stuff that makes sense to me, and so we chat, man. We chat. And same thing with Redneck. I chat with him. I chat with Ben. So I chat with everybody. Anybody
definitely.
Has something going on,
yeah.
Man. If he has something going on, we chat, man. Yeah. Hey, Ben, you better go to bed, man. It's like going on what?
Nah.
3 o'clock there now?
Day off tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Still half past 2. I've got day off tomorrow, so it's fine. I've got day off today, so I'm just going to pump the guns at the gym and hit the studio again, you know what I mean?
Okay. Cool.
So I'm happy. I'm listening in, you know?
Cool, brother. We appreciate you, man. Hey, and all my people
over
in Africa listening, I appreciate you guys over in Japan listening. And you know I appreciate you guys, man. I mean, we got a lot of people listening to the show right now. And I got all my people listening as far as my team. And basically, you know, they're supposed to be in the bed right now. But I appreciate you guys sticking with me and standing by me, man. That's love right there. I see you guys out there on the phone lines. I see you guys out there online. Believe me, I know you're out there. I'm doing this right here. I'm working a switchboard with some people on it. I got people, a guest on the phone. I got Willie the Redneck on the phone, so you know I got to be careful and check out everything he says. And then I got people back and forth on LinkedIn, on Twitter, on my Facebook page, constantly at me. And, you know, I can't get to all you guys, so I apologize. But it's hard for me to get back to everybody that's out there that's coming at me because you guys are coming at me so hard, man. It's like bing, 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 like my man Bicycle Tony's always saying. Bing, 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 bing. It's like that, man. So I'm not a video game. I'm not a slot machine. I'm not a thing that you pull a helmet back and watch it go. I'm not a pinball machine. But I appreciate the love, man. You guys are really showing a lot of love to the DJ Black Season. It used to be Vienna Show, but now it's the DJ Black Season and Friends Show because all my friends actually show up and help me out with the show. And I appreciate you guys for helping me out, man. So right now, I'm letting everybody know that my team right now for the show is going to be Bicycle Tony and Redneck Willie. I appreciate you guys. Redneck Willie, he's going to do the show with me every week from now on. And Bicycle Tony's going to be doing a show for me every week from now on. So we're gonna have a good show dealing with these brothers right here because Bicycle Tony has his own show. Hey, guys, this guy has a stupid fresh show, man. You get to call in and get the rap on radio, man, on live radio. And this dude has a lot of fans out there, too. Man, hey, Ben, you need to call in. You need to get with me. We need to get together so I can give you Bicycle's telephone number. So you have his phone number so you can call him up so he can put you on the show over there also. Ben, he has a funny, funny show. It's always fun. It's always laughs. And right now, we got Willie going over there checking the show out. And it was just hilarious when Willie went over there, man. Willie did not know how to control himself.
Yeah.
He was off the chain.
Oh, yeah.
That was a classic show. I'm about to download it and use it for a mixtape. I'm going to use some of those things. I was thinking about it last night. Using some of that.
Yeah, I got that.
Was very funny, buddy. I'm telling you, I enjoyed the invite on the show. I mean, I got some no nigger. I mean, those people riled up for real.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yo, Willie, we got to talk because I got to get some drops from you, Willie. I got to get some Willie drops from you. I got to get some. Yo, DJ Black Caesar drops are ill, though, man. If you check out DJ Black Caesar's mixtape, yo, the shit he do on them mixtapes is fucking crazy. I felt like I was hearing the Transformers, bro. Like, it was just crazy.
Yeah, I guess, man.
I need some redneck Willie drops, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, where is
that Nina Ross at?
Nina Ross, she's off the phone right now. Why do you want to know about her, brother? What would you want to know about her?
I like her voice. She's all kind of sexual. You know, I like sexual sound of black women, for real.
I know you do, Willie. I know you do. You told her that the last time she was on the show, man. You know we interviewed her on the show back in the days, we did an interview with her, and you told her the same thing, so I think she remembers
that. I remember that voice. That girl, you know, she just had me going, for real.
Well, she is a nice-looking chick, man, and the other girl, the other female was on the phone was nice-looking, too. China Doll looks good, but that's here or there, you know, that's here, whatever, you know, but I usually don't go there, but, I mean, I got some nice-looking black women to be on the show, so... And we're going to have some nice-looking white women going to be on the show because I got a couple of country people for Willie to come on the show so we can get into a little bit more into that. So we're going to be versatile. We're going to deal with some rednecks and, you know, we're going to do all that, man. We're going to do all that. We'll
get
country music on.
Just do me a favor. Get some Dixie Chicks on the show for me. I want the Dixie Chicks for real.
Oh, the Dixie Chicks?
Oh, shit.
I don't know them, Willie. I don't know the Dixie Chicks. Do you know the Dixie Chicks?
I know who they are, and I think that would be hilarious if we could get them on the show, bro.
Wow.
You think
that's hilarious?
Yo, if you got the Dixie Chicks, bro, I will fucking die. You got to get them on
here. Hey, Bicycle Tony, can you help me out with that? Can you get the info about if they got a website or if they have an email address? Can you get that information for me?
Yeah, I believe I could, man. I believe I could. It's called Going Hard, you know what I mean?
Okay.
So I'm going to see what I can do, man. I know some people that do country music, man, you know what I mean? Like, you know, I'm in Tennessee, bro. And the city that I live in Tennessee, she owns this city. Yeah?
So.
Oh, right. Okay. I got you, bro. Dolly Parton.
Oh. City, more or less, like all the businesses.
Oh yeah, I know Dolly owns it. Yeah, I do know that.
Hey, listen,
okay.
Let me tell you something. We need to get Dolly on the show too, buddy. I love Dolly, man. Dolly, I've been loving Dolly since I was a kid.
Wow. You know what? That would be interesting. We could get Dolly Parton on the show. We could try to do that.
Oh. I met Dolly Parton in person.
Yeah,
don't get Dolly.
She came over to the UK. She came to the UK and took me to dinner. Wow, man. With Dolly Parton, huh? You went to dinner with Dolly Parton? Yeah, like if you go on my Facebook page, you can look. If you look at my mobile phone, you'll see a concert and literally see her and then me. And I'm like literally less than 5 meters away.
I don't doubt you, brother.
Get on in here right now.
This is some funny stuff right here. Martha, basically, she doesn't have a phone right now, but she just told me, she just sent me in a chat message, I'm online listening, keep that stuff out your mouth about those other women. Wow. Hey, you never know who's listening on this show, man. You see what I mean? You never know who's listening. One day, we were talking, and we had 3-6 Mafia were listening to the show, but Steven Seagal was over their house, the kung fu fighter. He was over their house, and they were listening to the show. So Vienna said something. I think he said that Vienna had a sexy voice, and where is that at? And they basically told him, oh, you know DJ Black Caesar show, man? He said, that's DJ Black Caesar Vienna. So we get out there with Steven Seagal just like that. So you never know who's listening to the show, guys, until it all comes back to you. So I'm just letting you guys know. Be careful what you say on these radio shows. Be careful with the FBI and all that stuff because you never know who's listening and what you're saying. So I'm going to tell Redneck Willie, be careful what you say because you never know who's going to run off the show.
I'm kind of drunk right now. You got to excuse me. But I got to talk to Martha real quick. Martha, you listen to the show. It's my fault. I mean, Caesar,
okay.
I got to be, I be entertaining this kind of thing, girl. I'm a single white guy, you know what I'm saying? I just love women. I just love me some women. I mean, and when I drink this moonshine, you can get me in the room.
You can't love on Martha because she's already taken it. That's my girl right there. I'm getting married to her next month, so you can't do that, brother.
Hey, Caesar.
Yeah.
Come on, buddy. Just give me her number. Hey, just give me Martha's number, buddy, and you're just going about your damn business.
No, I can't do that, brother. I can't do that, man. I can't do that. What I'll do is I'll get you this chick that lives on the streets. She's like a bum, and she needs somewhere to stay. So if you don't have your money for your rent for your trailer, you're going to be on the street like her. So you're going to be a bum, and you guys can stay together, all right? You dig that?
Wait a minute, goddammit. That trailer belonged to me. I just moved it on your lot.
You gonna get it off my lot, or you gonna get your rent up? What? Either one. I said I was gonna talk to you after the show about this, but you're getting me kind of upset now, Willie. You're getting me upset.
I'm gonna tell you something, buddy. You got me on your lot, bro. There ain't no running water. I don't even have no damn lights.
Hey, the reason you don't got no lights is you ain't paid your bills, nigga.
Hey,
you ain't paid your damn bills.
Let me tell you something.
You ain't paid your bills.
What? I'm telling you, Caesar, you're one low down son of a bitch. You really are, seriously.
You know what? I'll be that low down son of a bitch tonight, brother. I'll be that low down son of a bitch because I really don't care what you're talking about right now, man. It don't make no sense.
I tell you what, too much, and
I can't get any of my rent, man. That's what don't make sense.
I just processed some deer meat for a buddy of mine. I'm going to give your
deer meat. I don't want no deer meat, nigga. You dig what I'm saying? I don't eat deer. I don't eat that. So I don't want no.
I'm gonna call that damn by Secretonia. I'm gonna get about a couple bucks from him, and I'll just pay your damn money then.
Well, the bicycle Tony will give it to you because you're going to need that money this Friday. I need my money, brother. I'm telling you right now, this Friday. If you don't have that money this Friday, I'm putting you on your own damn trailer. Or you're going to get it off my line.
Well, Cedar, you know that ain't right. That ain't right, buddy.
I know it ain't right, brother, but I got to do what I got to do, man. I got to do what I got to do to make it work for me. So, I don't know.
Put on the trailer.
Hey, maybe Bicycle Tony will let you come and stay with him. He just got a new place that he stays with his girl. He just got a new place, so maybe he got room for you to come down there.
I'm the only one swinging around this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna bring my damn rope up there. I'm gonna swing that damn rope. How about that, buddy?
Shout out to my brother, the Brainiac. He knows too, though, man. Like, yo, listen, man. In real life, dog, people, I want you to understand. I do some crazy shit sometimes, man. I'm an emotional fuck sometimes. And I couldn't live with another dude, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just calling for prison. I can love you outside the house, but inside the house, you got to get the fuck off my couch. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow.
You
said you
got to
get.
I'm going to tell you something, buddy.
Eggs, man.
I guarantee he walked out of here saying, man, that was the best dang eggs I ever had in my life. I hooked it up.
Hey, some regular Caesar, check this out, right?
Yeah.
Caesar, check this out, right? At one time, right, I went out fishing at, like, 6 o'clock in the morning. Caught up this fat-ass fish, right? Kept it alive. Like, it wouldn't stop. Like, it wouldn't just behave. So I ended up jumping on it, smacking it all over the place because I took it home. It was still alive. So I took it upstairs to my brother's room, and he was asleep, right? And I put it up against his face, and it started licking, like, so it's, like, doing what fish do. Like, with their mouth against his face. And he woke up, chased around the house, and beat the crap out of me. Chasing around the house.
You got some dirty mugs, man. Both of y'all. You and Bicycle Tony, y'all dirty, man. Y'all play dirty pool, man. I don't play like y'all.
Man.
I don't do stuff like that.
You know, when I was in prison, Caesar, you know what I used to get a kick out of doing, man? If you're in a dormitory, man, I don't suggest nobody try it because you got to go to jail to try it. Nobody go to prison.
Yeah.
But what I used to do, there's two tricks you need to do. There's one joke that is called birthday cake in your feet. You heard?
Okay.
Now, what you do when you birthday cake somebody's feet, right, is you take toilet tissue, right, and you roll it up, like, to make it look like a candle, right?
And you
stick a whole bunch of toilet paper candles in between somebody's toes. You heard? They're sleeping. And you stick the toilet paper in between each toe. And then you light the shit on fire.
Yeah. Oh, really? Are you serious? I wish a mug would do that. I wake up and my feet on fire.
Yo, dudes wake up, right? And the first thing they do is they blow their feet out like a fucking person.
Wow. That's dirty pool. And that's what we call dirty pool right there, man. That's dirty pool right there.
We got about 3 more minutes on the show, buddy. You need to wind this shit up, man, for real.
I see that, man. I see that. Actually, I'm looking at 2 minutes left. It's counting down right now. Hey, everybody, I want to tell you guys, thanks for coming in tonight, man. It's been a wonderful show. We tuned in. Everybody had a great time. We had a lot of fun and laughter. You guys tune in every Wednesday at 7 o'clock Central. Man, we go down right here, man, with Willie the Redneck and Bicycle Tony. Those are going to be my guys right there for the show from now on. So you guys tune in. We'll have some guests on there. Let me see what we're going to have next week. Next week we're going to have D-Biz. We'll have D3. I know you guys are D3. D3 is out of Memphis, Tennessee. That's a phenomenal little kid right there. He's a rap artist. And we're going to have our man, Reverend Foster, on here. He's from Tupelo, Mississippi. Well, he's from Aberdeen, Mississippi. So I'm going to get you guys to meet a little Reverend Foster. He's an R&B singer. He has a couple songs out that are pretty good. And B. Bibbs is an R&B singer. So we have 2 R&B singers on here and 1 rap star. He's going to be coming out of a reality show also. So we're going to have somebody big on the show. I'm going to call up somebody special for you cats out there listening in right now. And the show is over. Hey, guys, I thank you for coming out tonight. And I'm going to leave you as I came. Peace, love, and chicken bones. What's up? What's up? What's up? What's up? Baby.
Woohoo!
Yep.